Hello, hello. Welcome back to Black Hole Sun Podcast. This is your host, Moss, and today we're going to talk about 2011's Season of the Witch movie. Not to be mistaken with the movie from the 60s, by that was more of a horror movie. This is more of an adventure, mystical, fantasy kind of movie starring the one and the only Nicolas Cage. Nicolas Cage actually toned down Nicolas Cage. He wasn't like outrageous, because you know, I watched Mandy and that was like, wow, that was like Nicolas Cage at 11. But this is Nicolas Cage at, I want to say, like a 3. He was like, he was acting, he was calm, it wasn't too bad. So Season of the Witch, besides Nicolas, stars Ron Perlman, who everybody knows, Claire Foy from, now we know her from The Crown, but it's 2011, like over 10 years ago. Then there was, who else was in it? There was a guy from The Umbrella Academy. I can't remember. Oh, Robert Sheehan. Yes, Robert Sheehan. He's from The Umbrella Academy now. A young Robert Sheehan. Christopher Lee's in it in a small role. I believe Christopher Lee died in 2015. So this is right before he passed away. It's a really, not a terrible film, but I digress. I'll let you guys know how I feel about it in a second. So it's a 2011 American supernatural action adventure drama film. That's a mouthful. Obviously starring Nick Cage and Ron Perlman, directed by Dominic Sena, who did Gone in 60 Seconds. So he reunited with Nick, and you know, Nick and Ron play these Tunisian knights, and they return from the crusade. The first part of the film is showing them going on the crusades and killing people in the name of Jesus Christ, and then they eventually get sick of it, and they come back to their homeland to see that it's devastated by the Black Plague, or Black Death, depending on how you were taught that, and they are just trying to get themselves back together, because everything's just desolate, and, you know, insanity, and they stop at a town, and someone finds out that they're knights that are, you know, who've gone rogue, basically. They get stopped, put in prison, and the cardinal of the town asks them to transfer this young woman who they believe is a witch. And they, at first, say no. They go to prison, and they decided to not do it, but then eventually, I guess they give in, and they go on a crusade to drop off this woman to a monastery where she will be judged. So along with them is another monk who is going with them to this place. Also, there's a bandit, or I would call him a grifter, who is kind of in jail on trial for, you know, grifting, and they decided to let him go free under one condition, that he do this last mission and show these guys how to get to this monastery, because he's been there before. So he's going along too. So on their way there, an altar boy decides to follow them. He becomes a part of the group as well. He shows that he can fight. So he becomes a part of the group as well. But of course, you know, the whole movie is about transferring this girl to this monastery. So all sorts of things happen. There's wolves. There's a rickety bridge. There's all sorts of strange possessions and just craziness. Then they finally get to the monastery and everyone's dead, and yeah, and there's the final battle. Everyone's dead. All the monks are dead. Then they figure out that the girl isn't a witch, but is possessed by a demon who wanted to go to the monastery to get this book that could destroy him. And he wants to destroy the book and all copies of the book so he could take over the world. So basically, that's the premise of the movie. In terms of a movie, would I go to a movie theater and watch this movie? No, I wouldn't. I wouldn't have paid money. But, you know, a Saturday night, got nothing to do. Hulu's like, this movie's for you? Yeah, sure. It's kind of cheesy. It's kind of campy. I mean, it's a Nick Cage movie. How, you know, else would you think of it? But I saw the ratings for this online, and I was like, that's a little harsh for this movie. It's like, it's got 11% of Rotten Tomatoes. I'm like, that's kind of hard. It's not that terrible. I would give it a 60%. Anyway, so not a lot of people watched it. It's, you know, a lot of people, I guess, thought it was mediocre. Why don't we take a quick break? And when we come back, I'll give you more of my thoughts about this movie. And we're back. Yeah, so as I was saying previously, Season of the Witch, 2011, American film, supernatural, action, adventure. Guess it didn't do good at the box office because I see all these ratings and people really, like, butchered it. Like, I didn't think it was that terrible. You know, it, like, I'm looking at the box office and it did 24.8 million in the United States and Canada and 66.8 million in other territories. I don't know how much it cost to make, so, you know, but it's a critics really, really hated it. Ooh, excuse me. Critics really hated this movie. Rotten Tomato, I said previously, it was got like 11%. Average ratings were 3 out of 10. One site said, slow, cheap looking, and dull. Season of the Witch fails even in unintentional comedy. What? That's so mean. Okay, I will say the CGI was kind of cheesy, but it was 2011, so... I mean, I could see that, but I didn't think it was that terrible. I would have given it a 60% and in the ratings of, I would have given it like a 5 out of 10. Like, I didn't think it was completely, like, they're making it seem like it was just horrible. You know, Nick Cage does his thing and he's always done his thing and he's allowed to do his thing. You know, people wonder how he got in the business. He, you know, he's Francis Ford Coppola's nephew. He knows people, obviously, and he's allowed to stay in the business just doing, you know, his thing. The thing is, he's not the only person in this film, and he's surrounded by really good, decent actors. So, even though Nick Cage is chewing the scene and doing his thing, thank God for those other actors who really elevate the movie to a different standard, you know? It's not just, because I've seen other movies with Nick Cage, and it's just a Nick Cage movie. That's not the case here. He's there, he's doing his thing, and it actually feels like the director kind of contained Nick Cage's acting. Like, he wasn't, like, over the top. There was a lot of action in this movie, so they tried to do more action stuff, and he was more pensive, but there was less Nick Cage-ness in this movie, and that's probably why I like it. Yeah, I mean, for 2011, there was some cheesiness to it, you know, but it wasn't so terrible. I also think that it's really hard to make a fantasy film like this, supernatural fantasy film, you know, because it's always going to be not accurate or a little cheesy or a little, like, not, it's never okay for anybody, you know, but I thought it was an okay movie. Not bad, not great, but okay, like, neutral middle. Like, so if you've ever, you know, just bored one day and just wanted to turn on a movie, this could be it. It's not, like, that hard to follow. That's what I thought, you know. It wasn't that hard to follow, and the acting's not terrible. I will say the accents are kind of weird, because I'm not sure if Nick Cage and Ron Perlman were trying to have British accents, and then there was the dude who played the grifter, I don't know if he was supposed to have an accent, but it's like it comes back, like it's in and out, like it's not a consistent accent, so that's a little annoying. But besides that, I didn't think it was that terrible. I actually thought, you know, it's an okay film. I want to know if any of you guys have watched it. Did you go to the theater to watch it? If you've seen it on Hulu, because Hulu loves to recommend offbeat stuff to me, so I always am like, okay, I'll watch it. So let me know your thoughts. Let me know if you've seen this Nick Cage, little toned down movie. Is that too bad? Let me know if there's any other movies that are unique or not as popular that people may have not seen that are in, you know, that kind of correlate to my podcast. So it's like supernatural fantasy kind of films, because I'd love to review them and talk about them more. So let me know. Let me know your thoughts. Let me know if you've watched this. Let me know what you think about Nick Cage. Hey, let me know what you thought about, you think about Ron Perlman. Love him too. Maybe I'll do a review on Hellboy. It's been a while. So thank you so much for listening. And until next time, take care.